like being in the eye of a hurricane. What happened?
As the world turns, my lyrical life shines and burns. The ever journey show what minds are learned through rhyme and remedy. Soul. The inner energy a poem for a land to rent in my eyes saw and captured. Many worlds filled with disaster, self-destruct. They're looking for the hereafter in this ill mind state. Most can't see they blind mind controlled by the forces that be left behind up in the rat race. Singing something at a snail's pace with many problems to solve and circumstances to face. Up in the unknown is the factor of X, and if you guess wrong, coming a mound of pound of stress, swinging and praying like the hunter to the hunted, sighted in the crosshairs, locked in, loaded, poised in position, pull the trigger, execution.
Very intrigued by the weed smoke. Very fatigued by the weeks broke, pre-invoked to relocate. Speed through these slower dates. When I come home, relax, grab the headphones, create. Celebrate the birthday, 16th of October. In a rap game, the brothers came back, the rock slower and stop the plot, fold the hand while it's going. The script's been written and printed with the artist owning. 10% of his word-born balls we break with. No arm shapes taking a form, thus reborn. With a new outfit that outsmarts the not wit. Puzzles the hard rock with the fake scientists.
From the abyss,
my militant thoughts can sink. Ships. This AG strategist don't need to pack clips or clubs with fat chicks. Just the vinyl plate with words that move, rubbers revolve, escape from
fact,
fiction,
flow,
precision,
move, motivate to make it the heads listen.
When,
line for line
and rhyme for rhyme,
I'm rapping the mind, state, innovate, create,
translate,
elevated from ground zero to a degree. Life and levels of an MC, what it be?
What it be?
What it be?
What it be?
D. Yo, yo.
In this phase, days be long and night everlasting. Brothers continue with this every fashion. It's those who wonder what happened or wonder what many could result, cause they passion was half endeavored. Scrapped and severed, dissolved the minimum. Overlooking the now, too bound by millennium. Bringing them back to where them niggas say they got from. Cities revolve, looking like Gotham. Blown like Watson Tech with projects on blocks. The brothers doing they self complain when it's rock. Government tactics, that shit. Sending you backwards even when you think you're relaxing, yeah. Now know the lone brothers get prone to change. Sit behind a board, recorded, missing those they game. Missing folks they claim with bump when it jump from. Consumpt to once one. Now who you gonna run from?
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 Now who you gonna run from?
Who you gonna run from?
It's like fact,
fiction,
flow,
precision, move, motivate, be making the heads listen.
Win.
Line for line,
and rhyme for rhyme,
block for the mind, stay in the fate,
translate,
elevated from ground zero to a degree, life and levels of the MSSCC. One time, tell it what it be.
It's like fact,
fiction, flow,
precision, move, motivate.
We making the heads listen. Line for line and rhyme for rhyme. I'm out for the mind. Stay in the fate, date, translate. Elevated from ground zero to a degree. Life the levels of the MSC. MSCC. Tell it what it be. Fact,
tell it what it be. Like this, y'all. 9-9 shot. Mitchell Street Crew, on y'all.
Hey, everybody out there in funky, funky music land and all that. My name is Odyssey, former member Mass Influence, number two person of Soundside.
I'm Johnny Cuba, the beat-making half.
The number one man.
Well, that's a number, number one.
So you've been working together for a few years. How did you first hook up?
Basically, when I was working with my mate Ben on Dynamic Syncopation, another friend of ours came round with a pile of records, indie hip-hop stuff, and we were listening through it all and got to the Mass Influence record, and he put on Rhyme Placement, and me and Ben were just like, this is just amazing. What is this? So we checked it out and it had a telephone number on the record, and we just phoned up the cold calling MCs, and that was it.
Yeah, the rest is history. What was the first song we did? Was Ground Zero?
Yeah, Ground Zero and Dedicated.
Yep, and then To the Left, and then Systematic.
Exactly.
And
so, Odyssey, how did it feel for you to get an English guy call up and want to work with you?
At the time, we were all, you know,
being young and just wanted to really, you know, get your music out there, we were really flattered that, wow, these cats are calling us all the way from the UK and wanted to send us music. And, you know, we weren't really taking advantage of technology as we were doing now, so we had to wait for them to send CDs over, and then, you know, we heard the CDs, and, you know, then we would come back and tell them the beats that we wanted to you know, to work with, and then you know, the process was a lot slower than what we are doing today, but we made it work. And but it was really cool, and it was the seed that spawned a long friendship, to be honest.
So how did you feel about, like, the beats when you got them? Were you surprised at the quality of them?
Oh, they were, you know, not at all. I mean, dope is dope. I don't care if you're Blue or from Kathmandu. I mean, if you know how to make a dope beat, you know how to make a dope beat. And Johnny and Ben know how to make a dope beat, and they make dope beats. Johnny makes dope beats, and dope is dope, and it just stays dope.
And so you stayed in touch after you did, like, the first album?
Yeah, it you know, I was, you know, it always makes me think about, like, I, you know, like with the first, well, the out, the really the first, the limited vinyl album that came out, The Underground Science, why we never really collaborated to get some stuff on there, but, you know, we did stuff with them on Ninja Tune stuff. But, you know, timing in life is everything, and you know, here's the time, here's now, and I think that we are definitely making the most of the time and the opportunities that we got right now to make some good music.
Yeah, but I was saying, with, like, Johnny, you went back and used Mass Influence on the second album as well.
I mean, totally, like, you know, they were, like, pretty much our favorite people to work with. They were kind of like family by that point, you know. We had a relationship with them, you know what I mean? It was all good.
Yeah, it was really family.
So I was just going to say, though, that after the Dynamic Syncopation thing kind of stopped happening, I kind of dropped out of music pretty much, but I was still going on, like, web boards and stuff like that about music. And someone messaged me and actually said, oh, can I have some acapellas to put over these beats I've been making? And I sort of said, I'll go you one better. Why don't I just give you some emails of some MCs? So before I did it, I made sure that it was cool with the people. So I happened to email Tone and say, yo, I know this guy, he really wants to make beats, blah, blah, blah. Is it right if I give you his email and then you two can hook up and blah, blah? And Tone was like, why don't we make some beats? So it was kind of like, after quite a long hiatus, you know what I mean? We sort of got the you know, the band rolling again. But it took a long time, a lot of talking first, you know.
Oh, yeah, years.
I mean, how different do you both find it? And I'll start with you, Johnny, like, working as a solo producer rather than as the group that was Dynamic Syncopation.
It's a kind of double-edged sword, because on one hand, you've got, you know what I mean, it's all your ideas, and you're kind of like, right, I really like this idea, I'm going to go with it. But on the other side, you don't get that crazy spark that when two of you are in a room, you know, you'd be listening to something, and then the other person will go, yeah, no, it's a really good idea, but what about if you did it like this? And you'll go, your mind would be blown. You're like, I can't believe that I've been listening to this beat all the time and I didn't even hear it the way that you were going to do it, and that's so dope. So you don't get so much of that, but I guess your vision could be a little bit more focused, but maybe it can't go as deep as it can when you're working with another person, at least beats, you know, in the same room. You get that spark, you know, you don't get that. So I guess it's half a dozen to one, you know, six to one, half a dozen to the other.
Yeah, I'd say... it's a little bit different for you, Odyssey, because you've got some guests on there with you.
Yeah, it was. I caught, you know, some folks that I knew. You, George, from Hemisphere, and this cat I know named Therapy. We just had he has a different style and vibe altogether, and I thought it would be kind of cool to kind of bring him into this world of hip hop. And it, you know, it came off, and it was a dope song, and it sounded really good. But yeah, you know, we created a virtual band called the Instant Messengers, and which is really dope, and enlisted the creative talents of some cats all around the world, and it works. So, you know, we're gonna keep rolling.
So have you found technology's changed things for you recording wise then,
from when we started to now?
Yeah.
Actually, it has. because we are still, from the first song to now, we are still actually using the same methods of getting each other the files and recording that we did when we started. I mean, I want to say when we started with Mass, because before we would get a CD and then we would two-track the beat and then we would record the vocals and then we would send them the vocals and then they would do what they want with it. But here, he'll work on a beat. We'll talk about it. I'll give some feedback on it. And then, you know, I'll say, well, hey, let's do the format like this, such and such, blah, 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 blah. And then I'll get a WAV file. I'll upload it in Pro Tools. And then it's on me to commence to work on the lyrical part of it. And then, you know, I might put my part on and say, hey, you know, maybe we should try to get someone else here or put someone else on the hook. And, he'll be like, yeah, no. And, you know, that Johnny's my biggest critic.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, someone's, you know, you've got to be. I think any working relationship, you can't be totally honest with the person and go, well, I've heard you do it better than that before, then, you know, it ain't worth jack, because you're not going to inspire each other or be honest with each other enough to push the other person to doing something better than what they've done before or as good as you know that they can do it. And it goes both ways, you know what I mean? I know there's plenty of beats that I've sent out and it's a bit like, yeah, that beat's interesting.
yeah, that's my word. Yeah, that's interesting. It's cool. It's cool. And it'll sit there.
Have you found it through, like, the internet that it's made it a lot faster to be able to send stuff back and forth so you can actually work on the stuff a lot fresher?
Totally. It's ridiculous. I mean, sometimes I'll send Tone a beat and then literally he'll go in the studio, you know, the next week or whatever when he's got some time, and then he'd just literally be sending me files and files, and it's just, you know, I just literally grab the files as they're downloading, and it takes a couple of minutes to download like the main vocal or whatever, and I just drop it into Logic and it's just there, and I'm like listening to it virtually 4 or 5 minutes after he's recorded it, and that is just crazy.
But I mean, and that's how we've done it for years. I mean, the other weekend, was it last weekend?
Yeah, last weekend.
Last weekend, I had a good weekend, I'll say. And I knocked out 3 songs. And I was just sending him files and files and files and files and files. In fact, I got one of your boys' stuff done. J-Saw?
Yeah, Jason.
Yeah, that's... I can't pronounce this man. Say it wrong. Forgive me, homeboy. Please forgive me. Forgive me. But yeah, I finished one of his songs up. The song called Change, and I like Johnny's ear. I really, you know, one thing, you know, I'll piggyback off of what he said is, you know, he's brutally honest with me, which is really cool. And a lot of times, you know, I'll say something, I'll give it to him. I'm like, I don't know about this. You know, and he'll be like, I won't hear something for a couple of days, and he'll be like, mate, you know, about that fire you sent me. I'm like, yeah, I know it sucked. Yeah, just try it again, and da da da. And then, you know, I'll go back and I'll sit on it, and then I'll work it out, and then I'll send it to him, and then we'll have a conversation. He'd be like, you know, I'm really glad you re-recorded that stuff, and I'm like, yeah, me too. So, you know, it works, and, you know, we're, you know, the foundation is respect, and, you know, again, it comes from an honest place, because at the end of the day, you know, we both just want to make some really dope music.
I mean, you mentioned, like, say, about having, like, Johnny's ears, but the third ear of the group, Nigel, you want to talk a bit about that?
Agent 99.
Gandalf.
Now let's say it.
No, Nigel's, you know, he is definitely... the third member, you know, the invisible third member. You know, without him, our stuff would only be 2/3 as good. He adds like that extra bit that just takes it to the next dimension, basically. You know, guy's got like 30 years of recording wisdom and knowledge, you know, just sitting there, you know, and it just comes out of his brain and hands, you know what I mean? It's incredible what he does on the desk and stuff like that. And he's pretty involved in the project, you know. He'll drop quite a lot of instruments. Say I'm doing a track and I want nights and bass or something, I'll just say, I'll phone him up and say, look, Nigel, this track's cool, but, you know, we need you to add something to it. And he'll just come, and you always say for him to do one thing and he'll just do another thing, and it'll just be mind-blowingly different from what you thought he would do, but great nevertheless. So yeah, I have to give props to Nigel every time.
Hell yeah, he's the glue. He's the glue. When, you know, I can he can produce it and I can put the vocals, but he's the one that puts it all together and makes it come to life.
Yeah, completely. He does add another element to it, definitely. And so, with the Dig for Victory EP, which was the most fun track to work on for you both?
I really liked doing Remedy because it was like it was the first thing that we worked on, and I had this beat that I was just really hyped about, and it was the ideal beat for Tone to rhyme over. And you know, he got it and he just tore it to shreds. So you know, it was a great place to start. It wasn't like a tricky start, you know, to get going with our sort of musical direction. We had this thing and he just immediately was just like, yeah, I'm on this, you know, and hit it exactly the right way.
Yeah, I think Remedy and The Question was fun. I think for me, I mean, watching it all come together was really cool.
What from the initial idea? What from the initial idea?
Well, I mean, it's funny because I remember, you know, the weird thing about it is, you know, Johnny will talk to me most of the time when I'm at work, you know, literally at work, and he'll just send me file. Hey, you know, I'm like, you at home today? And he'd be like, yeah, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, well, you know, what are you doing? You know, you'll see on his little iron thing, you know, Johnny Keith is in the lab, and I'm like, oh, he's making a beat today. Cool. I'm like, what you working on? And he was like, oh, I'm doing something. I'm like, man, send me something. And so he'll send me something, and then I'll be like, you know, and then I'll get in this mode where, you know, I'll just listen to the beat literally all day, 20 times a day. And I was like, wouldn't it be cool to create a song to asking people the question in today's, you know, hip-hop, you know, are you an MC or a rapper? Because, you know, there's a big difference between a Rakim and what's that guy who does that cell phone ring? I don't know. But, you know, there's a big difference between, like, a Rakim and a Young Jeezy.
Yeah.
Or, you know what I mean? Thank you. There he is. A Rakim and a Soulja Boy. KRS-One and Soulja Boy. I mean, there's an MC and there's a rapper. You know, you put all both of them on the scale and say, all right, I'm weighing this for an MC. You know, the scale is going to tip for KRS-One. There's a difference between a Buckshot and a Soulja Boy. You know, so it would be cool. So I wanted to create something in the sense where we were asking people the question, you know, are you an MC or a rapper? And then kind of, well, you know, get deeper into that subject. And then I was able to enlist the talents of a friend of mine named New George. She was in this group Hemisphere that was based out of Atlanta, and we got together on a Sunday and just kind of, you know, I sent him the track, and you know, he heard it and he was like, cool, I'm down. So he came up and we talked, drank a couple beers, and I gave him a notebook and a pad of paper, and he was off to the races. And he's like, yo, I'm ready, you know. I got his vocals, and Johnny was online. I said, yo, I got his stuff, and I sent him the stuff, and then, you know, we started putting the idea together. But, you know, it's always cool to see where you can talk about an idea and then see it come to life. And then once Nigel gets it and then you get that file sent back to you, you're like, wow, look at that.
Yeah, no, that was particularly cool because, like, Tone had done this, like, announcer thing. It was almost like one of these sort of, you know, the old fairground boxing things where you've got like the guy on the mic going, and now we have the bout, you know, that sort of
thing. Yeah,
that sort of thing. Yeah, exactly. I love that sort of like teller type thing. I just heard that and I just thought, oh man, I just said to Nigel, yeah, look, you just gotta make it sound like some crazy, you know, like boxing match bout thing with some guy on a mic type thing, and he totally got the effects. It's wicked. I like that.
And Tony, if you don't mind us asking about the Think track, sort of the bonus song, the EP. Just tell a little bit about that.
Wow. Think was a song that I recorded back in early 2000, we'll say 2002, with the a great MC named Jax from Binkish Rex and this other MC. Great MC himself named Reality. He was in this group called Raw Footers. Actually, Reality is Lord Jamal's cousin, and he lives down here. And it was just one of those songs where, you know, I wanted to challenge people to to do something really simple, and that's just to think about themselves and the lives, where they're going, what they're doing. And I was like, you know, this would be really good, like in a kind of like in a, I won't say like a posse cut, but just to, you know, to get different perspectives on not only, you know, not just from me. So I got in touch with Jack, said, hey, I had this idea. I went over his apartment and shot him the CD. He wrote to it. We got back together. I tracked him down and got it done. And I think a couple weeks later, I got Reality in here, and he knocked it out in like 10 minutes and mixed it all together here, and voila. And then when we were putting actually the project together, and I thought that it would be a nice tribute to his legacy. I mean, beyond all the great Minka stuff that he has done and other stuff that's going to come out that he's recorded before his passing. And it served as an, you know, I couldn't have had a better song to end the project with than that.
Yeah, no. Really nice to have it on there at the end. And the I say you made the beat for that as well.
Yeah, man, totally.
So for the geeky beat heads out there, if you don't mind both of you breaking down your production setups.
Johnny first.
Okay, well, basically I got a laptop with Logic, so I'm totally some new school kid with my Logic. But I do have an SP-12, which I do sample drums through and stuff like that. But basically, my poor old MPC is gathering dust in the corner. So yeah, I'm a new schooler using plugins and synths, believe it or not, on this record. No, there are lots of samples as well, but it's a mixture of everything.
Aren't any samples?
Well, there might be the odd sample here and there. But yeah, I'm not afraid to use synths. So it kind of annoys me that when people are kind of like trapped in this, oh, I will only use X, Y, and Z equipment, because it's just like everything's a tool, and it's just a matter of knowing how to rock it. It's the only,
yeah, man.
That's the only rule, knowing how to do something well.
It's not what you got, it's how you use it.
Totally.
I got a MPC 2000 and ASR 10A. Hold on. Behringer UMX 25 MIDI keyboard, an EMU Proteus sound module, DP4 Fostex ADAT. I use Pro Tools to do all the vocals on. I got a DigiO1 and a Mackie 24 8 bus and analog board, and I use a Windows computer with 2.4 gigahertz, 2 gigs of RAM. Yeah, I had to say it. And,
wow.
It worked. Anything?
I might add to this whole thing that actually half the battle with hip-hop production is actually having a dope sound card. I know it's an Apogee sound card, and it makes all the difference, because what you actually capture in initially with the samples sounds so much better because it's a great sound card. You get full bass sound. So there you go, for any aspiring producers, start with a good sound card and some good quality needles and work your way up from there.
Amen.
Yeah, definitely always clean your needle as well before you're sampling a record. Basic. So the whole EP came about quite organically then.
Yeah,
we were in no rush.
I mean, is that something that you think happens because you've both got kind of full-time jobs, and so hip-hop's something you do kind of more for enjoyment and release, or?
Well, for me, it was just like, you know, I've got a family and stuff, so, you know, I've got to have some sort of stable income. And also, you know, having like being an electrician and stuff grounds me, to excuse the pun. That's pretty awful. Yeah, it's true. But yeah, it just, you know, it keeps my feet on the ground. You know, I go out and I'm on a building site, and you know, you see sort of a bit of reality there. Get your hands dirty, you know, work hard, sweat on the brow. So it just kind of focuses, you know what I mean, focuses your definition, I suppose, of what you want to do and how you want to do it, because you've got so much less time. It's not like you're sitting at home contemplating everything. You know, sure, I sit on the train or when I'm in the car thinking about beats and stuff, but, you know, it really makes you think. I haven't got enough time to make any BS, you know, just got to come with exact right thing because I haven't got enough time to do everything else.
He's a busy man, ladies and gentlemen. Very busy man.
Hello.
But yeah, I think having a job, I mean, God, Johnny will tell you I'm a workaholic, so I think having a job and being able to, having a job, yeah, really, really grounds you. I mean, when you allot the time that you're going to focus to work on music, you want to make the most of it amongst all the other, you know, responsibilities that you have. And, you know, you stay in touch to, you know, I won't even say what's going on in the street, but what's going on in the world, because, you know, hip hop is so global now. And I mean, it's this project and this is just a testimony that, you know, it's literally not where you're from, but it's just where you're at. And, you know, he's in the UK and I'm in the United States, and, you know, we make it work mostly through IM, literally.
Yeah.
And we both work. We both have jobs. We both have responsibilities of children. And but, you know, this is, you know, a great release and a great way, you know, to do something that we want to do. We both love to make music. We love working together. And you know, at the end of the day, I guess it just comes back to me just making the best music we can and doing the best with what we got.
Yeah, I guess, like, to add one more thing to the work thing is that, as well, you know, work's pretty stressful. So actually, when you're doing the tunes, you know, some of that comes across in the music. Sort of, you know, working out the sort of stresses and strains of what you're going through every day. But also, it's a great release. Do you know what I mean? Because it is so fun and so different from our day jobs. You know what I mean? It's like, it's our release. It's good fun.
Hell yeah. There's nothing I get love better than, you know, I can get a beat, and whether he makes it or I make it or I get it from someone else. And, you know, I'm at work and I'm doing, you know, I work in internet security. I'm a geek by nature. But, you know, just to get the zone out on a beat all day and really to, you know, I find and I make my time where I can just literally dig my head into a beat and all day while I work and just do stuff. I got headphones on, so that beat is just constantly being reinforced, so by the end of the day, you know, I'll have an idea for a song.
And so you're going to get called into your boss's office tomorrow morning for a meeting now, yeah?
Shoot, I might get called tonight, actually. I'm going to call. To be honest.
Yeah, but yeah, no call outs for me. Strictly 9 to 5.
Yeah, my job's 24/7.
So with the EP as well, you've put bonus material on the CD with a cappellas and instrumentals, the remix competition. Are you looking forward to what comes back?
Hell yeah. I want to see what the kids can come up with out there. I think it'd be really dope to hear some dope remixes. I mean, Johnny and I both make beats, and I know you love a great beat, and so it'd be really cool to see what kids, you know, can create. You know, it's all about creation, and to see, you know, see what kids can create, I think it'd be very interesting. And I look forward to it.
Totally. And also, it's that whole thing of other people seeing your material in a different way. So it's amazing to hear how they vibe off it, do you know what I mean? Because they'll bring something out in a vocal that'll be completely oblivious to you. And then you'll hear it and you'll go, that's just crazy. Just sounds so good.
Yeah, I never thought about it like that.
Exactly.
I look forward to hearing what, you know, what it's come up with.
And you mentioned about working with Dice on the next project. What else have you got lined up?
It's a secret. We're not telling anyone until it happens.
Okay.
Yeah.
All kept under the hat for the moment.
We've got a few tricks up our sleeve. Don't worry about it.
Look for future releases on Crate Escape, ladies and gentlemen.
Exactly.
And yeah, I mean, wrap up with any final words either you'd like to say, or
I think I'd like to say DJ Crow's main ingredient show is the dopest, so kids who don't know need to know and get your ears tuned in, because if you really want the real and hip hop, DJ Crow's in the know.
No doubt. Yeah, it's all about DJ Crow, the hardest working man in radio.
The James Brown of hip hop.
Ow.
Don't you mean?
Yeah, so I'm a bit too tired for that.
It's later, your time.
Too late.
Pick something my time. Yes, you manage.
But no, thank you both for your time and chat to us. Much appreciated. And yeah, amazing record. Good stuff, lads.
Cheers.
Oh, yeah. One thing. Hey, everybody out there, please go to www.createscapes.com and check out the information for the EP merchandise and all that. There's a free download there with Remedy. And there's merchandise, different color T-shirts, hoodies, and be on the lookout for future releases coming out of Crate Escape.
What?
Cool. Cheers.
Peace.
All right.
Bye. Yeah, it's CrateEscapeRecords.com, not CrateEscape.com. Shout out to Tony and Johnny. Hope you enjoyed that. Show and Brew take from the EP. Out today. Brother had to come out and say some shit.
Odyssey, break loose, sound side, get it live with the show and brew. With my man Johnny Q, who supplied the groove. Break down, get it down, this is how we do. With the drums to the number one. I'm the one, son, yes, from the VA. Living up in GA, Georgia. Oh, the jam might floor ya. Like a right hook, the combo might annoy ya. Get on your nerves when I'm getting the urge to write and ignite with the words of a psycho. Now indeed, with the grace and speed, and for the force of a hot super flow, take heat of the sound of the sound side. We astound why, ask the question why all is on the cut. I be the R, just serving it to you as I pass it to the cheaper with no further ado. Come on, on the scene, get new sound side, get it live with the show and crew. Yo, Johnny Q, get new sound side, get it live with the show and crew. Yo, 82, get it new sound side, get it live with the show and crew. Yo, worldwide, get it loose, get it live now.
What's up, little man?
Zone, mic sniper on the mic, and before you don't, won't settle for less, so you never have to guess it. And all that petty bullshit, I never stress it. I grab the mic and I bust the rhyme, I bust your line, and catch the bitch line by line. MC, what it be, cause I'm finna be me. Big shot, I wrote the app, L-I-F-E, yo. Yo, X, get it loose, outside, get it live with the show and boom, yo. Jason, get it loose, outside, get it live with the show and boom, yo. Venus Brown, get it loose, outside, get it live with the show and boom.
So get to CrateEscapeRecords.com. Or drop me an email if you're interested in a copy. Red vinyl, hand numbered.